Okay, it is time to head to the Big Ten Conference. As we guide you through championship week, we are going to get you ready for Ohio State and Michigan State. And there is so much at stake for both these teams. For the Buckeyes, a win would most likely secure a berth in the BCS title game. And for Michigan State, this could mean heading to the Rose Bowl, win or lose. So it is time to welcome in our college football analyst from the Big Ten Conference. That is Husker great Jason Peter. Jay, it's great to have you on with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's size up the matchup because there's a number of questions that are lingering. I mean, will Urban Meyer's vaunted spread offense get the job done, or Mark D'Antonio's defense, or will they spoil Ohio State's perfect season?
Well, I think Ohio State has everybody thinking that this is going to be a game, especially, you know, you look what they did last week against Michigan, and
a one-point win.
Coming down to that final two-point conversion, yeah. Failed attempt by Brady Hoken. And I could say I'm a little bit part of that group that thinks maybe Ohio State has been overrated for a large part of this season. You know, playing the Big Ten schedule, a lot of people are calling them kind of this year's version of Notre Dame from last year, and everybody knows what happened to Notre Dame in that BCS game against Alabama. But, you know, I think these Big Ten championship games or any conference championship game or a BCS-type game, I think it's similar to a NFL playoff game where you need good quarterback play and you need your defense to show up. It's almost like you're going on the road. And obviously, you know, playing in Indianapolis, the tickets, I believe, are divided in half. You know, I imagine Michigan State, you know, they're a team that, you know, conference championships don't happen every year. You know, they have an opportunity, so I'm sure they sold their allotment of tickets. And Ohio State fans are looking at this like it's just another step in our path to getting to that national championship game. And, you know, but I think it will come down to quarterback play. And you know, you could argue that for Ohio State it's more important, the quarterback play, because Braxton Miller is such a big part of that offense and what makes them go. And you know, him being able to run the ball as well as throw the ball. You know, on the other side, I think Michigan State and Connor Cook has, I mean, what a different quarterback from the beginning of the year. This was a guy that, I mean, Michigan State's offense was a joke, you know, at the start of the season, and he's really found a groove. And, you know, but I don't know if their offense, you know, they've got a good run game, a solid run game, as Ohio State does well. But I think Michigan State would like it to turn into kind of a slugfest, you know, where they're both teams are trying to ground it out on the ground and make big stops on defense.
It is our Big Ten Conference title game preview. We're talking about Ohio State and Michigan State with our Big Ten expert, Jason Peter, with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. I want to back up for just a moment. As you were opening up with your comments, you were talking about the Buckeyes, and I really agree with you, Jason. I think they've shown a lot of vulnerabilities at times. I mean, a one-point win against Michigan, the fact that Michigan last week scored 20 points in the fourth quarter, that kind of says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, and Michigan's offense, I mean, when we spoke, I believe it was after Nebraska played Michigan, I don't know if I'd ever seen an offense that just was that bad and incompetent. I mean, Michigan's offense was horrible. I mean, they couldn't get out of their own way. And, you know, they were able to score, what, 41 points? I mean, obviously, with the overtime, but, you know, I just... I know there's the aspect of it's a rivalry game, and we used to kind of say it all the time, you know, prior to playing, you know, it was Oklahoma for years and then Colorado, and you kind of say you could throw the records in the trash can, because when it's a rivalry game, none of that stuff matters. It doesn't matter what you did up to that point. And, you know, I guess you could chalk it up to that, maybe, you know, that Michigan just kind of, they dug deep and they were able to go out and execute. But then you know, you got to look at it. I think you take a step back, especially for somebody that's not involved in the game, and you got to say, golly, you know, for a team that is, you know, ranked third in the nation, you would have, I guess, hoped for more out of their defense, that they would have been able to really put the kibosh on anything that Michigan tried to do, and they just were not able to do that. And, you know, I think there was a Michigan player, you know, maybe the big offensive tackle, Taylor Lewan, who came out afterwards and said, that is not the number three ranked team in the country. So take it for what it's worth, but, you know, Michigan State will be a test for them.
The Buckeyes right now, of course, 12-0. They boast the Big Ten's most explosive offense. They're averaging 53 points per game. And I'm going to anticipate, obviously, a very an incredibly physical game. I mean, Michigan State, they're going to be ready to pound. They're going to bring it.
Yeah, and they're physical. You know, I do think that the middle of their defense up front is a place where Urban Meyer is going to be able to attack. You know, I think Nebraska was able to do that. But I think they can run from sideline to sideline. And usually when you have a defense like that, that's kind of the one way that you can kind of start to chip away at them. And that's just kind of, you know, running those dive options and you know, whatever it may be with Braxton Miller or Carlos Hyde, I think you have to test Michigan State and make them or prove to you that they can stop you running the ball right up the gut.
Been so impressed with the play, the production of Michigan State this year. I know emotions are going to be running high on Saturday. We're quickly running out of time, Jason, and I definitely want you to weigh in on what is transpiring there at the University of Nebraska. Bo Pelini, he is in his sixth season as head coach there in Lincoln and has lost three home games against UCLA, Michigan State, and Iowa. What is the status, and is there backing for him?
Yeah, it's sad. It's kind of become a joke, Nebraska football. And this past week, Sean Eichhorst, the athletic director, I don't know if anyone has actually heard him talk, but he sent out a press release saying that, you know, he supported Bo Pelini moving forward and into the bowl game. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are saying, well, it wasn't the vote of confidence maybe that the Bo-leavers were hoping for. But, yeah, I mean, for anyone that saw the press conference, the post-game press conference, it was a man who he was acting like he was going to be fired.
Let me jump in here, Jay, because we're close on time. But yep. Bo Pelini has just not had sustained success, and you've been a part of three national titles there at Nebraska. It just seems like coaching has changed a lot since the 90s. There's being extended grace for Bo Pelini, but we'll see how things continue to unfold up there in Lincoln. We'll look forward to talking to you here in the next week, okay?
Thanks for having me.
It is a very big weekend in college football, and it's hard to believe that the past 2 hours have flown by. We want to thank all of our guests, Spencer Tillman with CBS Sports, also Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment, Steve Habel with Horns Illustrated, and of course, in the first hour, we talked some NBA. Join us each and every week at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend.